Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, Roger, you can go to YouTube if you'd like. Or were you wanting him to stay here? Okay. Yeah, it looks like it. Can you unmute Sister Phyllis and Sunday?
Sounds more like it.
Roger and Audrey on YouTube. Love you. Glad to have you with us. Okay, all right, back up. President, the greatest prayer to make these declarations boldly. Blood of Jesus is your children. The grace of God is the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God as ministers of reconciliation. As ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, you have assigned us to pray for protection over America's water supply, waterways, and dams. Your word tells us that unless you keep guard or guard a city, the efforts of watchmen are in vain. Therefore, we look to you for protection. You are our refuge, a very present help in times of trouble. When you are for us, who can be against us? You save us from our enemies, men of bloodshed who do iniquity. You are the creator and owner of the entire world, all of its inhabitants, as well as the seas and rivers. You are the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty in battle, and the Lord of angel armies. As a master workman, you set the boundaries for the seas and drew the tributaries of the earth and still maintain ownership and authority over them. You know, Father, that we always have access to your throne of grace through Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, the cross, is our official path, giving us authority to accomplish this assignment. Our deliverance from evil is in the power and blood of Jesus. However, we believe you are also reminding us of the 300 arrowheads, five of which were buried in each state after being anointed with oil by First Nations believers. As our First Nations friends prayed over the oil, they were led to declare Isaiah 60, verse 18, violence will not be heard again in our land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. Our covenant with you, Lord, through the cross, also joins us in covenant with our First Nations brothers and sisters. We believe you are cleansing America of past sins, healing her of broken covenants and relational wounds, and giving us a future filled with hope. To you, Lord, nothing is hidden. You reveal and expose secret plans and agendas. We ask that any foreign or domestic plans to harm our dams, waterways, water supply, or power grids before they can even come to an established plan will be revealed and thwarted before they are carried out. Expose every plot to restrict our supply lines, hinder our power sources, or tamper in any way with our water supplies, dams, or waterways. Prevent the theft of weapons, extortion, and all that would assist terrorist activities. Frustrate the plans of the crafty to keep their plans from succeeding and create disunity and confusion among them. Prevent those bent on doing evil from infiltrating any positions of influence in our nation. Expose all corruption and confusion that would delay the rooting out of terrorism. Protect and give wisdom, discernment, and intelligence to all those involved in the search for terrorists. Police departments, Homeland Security, and their partners, the FBI, border agents, and guards at dams and waterway entrances, open their eyes, direct their steps, and reveal the whereabouts of all those bent on doing evil. Weed out and expose any in positions of authority who may be involved in aiding or advancing terrorism from within. Protect us from cyber attacks. Contend with those who contend with us. cause evil to bow down before the good, and the wicked bow at the gates of the righteous. We ask the Holy Spirit, with just as he did the waters of the earth in Genesis 1-2, releasing life and blessing. Arise over us, God, and cause every enemy to be scattered. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for the upcoming elections being held in the United States of America. We pray that your divine will, purpose, and plan be fulfilled as we elect righteous candidates who walk in the truth, are full of integrity, and are committed to obey God rather than man. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. Yes, thanks for our nation's foundations, where it is dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to increase your government and peace in our land, and we bring every aspect of this nation and our elections under Kingdom of God jurisdiction. We pray that every citizen, candidate, and government official be subject to the authority of the Kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that godly leaders, born again, spirit-filled, will be elected and appointed in this election. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. Pray that you will guide every voter and give discernment to choose candidates that will exercise sound judgment to preserve and promote righteous policies, and who will overturn policies which destroy that which you value and highly esteem. Help every voter discern between truth and falsehood concerning every candidate. We pray that you will guide voters to elect candidates that will uphold moral values and rule in fear of the Lord. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. Those who are elected to defend the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman, protect the unborn, and denounce the gender self-identification, identity confusion, homosexuality, and the sexualization of our children in schools. We pray that those elected will adopt sound economic and foreign policies, will protect our sovereignty and our borders, and will execute justice and judgment to protect our citizens. We pray that all righteous candidates speak with words of wisdom, promoting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that none can gainsay or resist. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election.
Thank you.
Yeah, certainly is. I am. All right. First, we're going to receive the verses out of the Bible about communion. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation, or a prayer of salvation, for anyone that is with us that's not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us as well. So here we go. I'm going to put everything up on the screen so that you can read these out loud with us. And this is a good time to go get your communion elements if you don't have them already. I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." And then we'll read 1 John 4:17-18. These speak of God's perfect love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So now let's, anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and this is something you need to know. You don't have to already have your life in order. You don't have to have the Bible memorized or any of those things, or have perfect understanding. We are all on a journey of learning as we go. The first step you need to make is receiving Jesus, acknowledging him as your Lord and Savior in your life. And then he will begin to teach you as you go. So we're going to pray this prayer tonight. I'll put it up on the screen, like I said, and then we can pray this prayer out loud together. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, I did have this up here. It seems to have disappeared in the process of our other things tonight. For some reason, it's not wanting to. There we go. Thank you. Yes, amen. Here we go. Let's pray this prayer out loud together from the very depths of your heart. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Boy, as we're celebrating Resurrection Sunday in the morning, this really hits home tonight, doesn't it? Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome into the kingdom of God. We're so happy for you because we know what a beautiful life this changes to. Living for Christ, there is just no other way. It's a beautiful thing, and we're excited for you. Please get a hold of us. We'd love to know you made that decision tonight. You can contact us. Our information will be in the notes. Actually, it's in the notes and all of the end of all the YouTube programs. Our contact information and our schedule of when we're on. Please join us whenever you can. We have this wonderful family of believers here that we call the Community of Faith family, and they're a great support for you and helping you to know how to walk your new life out as a Christian. And also our webpage is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage, so you can get our information there too. And there are prayers and other things there available for you. In fact, the communion prayer is there in case you want to have communion at home, you yourself or with your family or whatever. So welcome. And now you're free to receive communion with us. Let's hold up our elements. Now, what we'll do is when we get done blessing our elements, I'll put the communion prayers up on the screen like we just did. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Okay? So lift up your elements. Father, we thank you again for this time together tonight. We thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right, and here I'm going to share the screen now so we can pray together and receive Holy Communion together. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. From your every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We have such grateful for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's lift up the juice and let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus, for your healing, cleansing, life-giving blood. We receive it. Thank you. And thank you all for being with us. Sister Phyllis, are you there? Do you want to read verses for us? Sister Phyllis usually reads closing verses for us or the benediction after we do communion before we close. She must not, I see a hand, okay. Well, I can't unmute you, Phyllis. I can ask you to unmute. All right. How about Ephesians 3:14-21? All right. It's not. Amen. Absolutely. Thank you for reading for us. Thank you. Thank you all so much for being with us, sisters Phyllis and Sunday and Rebecca, Roger, John, Audrey. Thank you all for being here. And all of those that we can't see, we're so glad to have you with us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you at sunrise in the morning or sometime. So have a wonderful, wonderful Resurrection Sunday with your family and celebrating our Lord and everything he's done for us. Have a great night. God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Have a great night. Father, thank you for our Community of Faith program again tonight. Thank you for all those who joined us and bless them. For all those who will come back later.